And it's been quite a week for Robert O'Neill. He's the Navy SEAL who went public with the claim that he fired the shots that killed Osama bin Laden. The Defense Department confirms that O'Neill was on SEAL Team 6 and part of the raid that killed bin Laden, but also issued a statement saying that his disclosures may have put our national security at risk. And his fellow SEALs, including Matt Bissonnette, have been largely dismissive. Bissonnette also spoke out, but in his book, he claimed another SEAL first shot Osama bin Laden, and then he, Bissonnette, helped finish the job. Although at that time, Bissonnette also questioned why high-ranking military are allowed to write books and talk about war, and those who risk their lives on the ground are not. Let's bring in his fellow SEAL, Robert O'Neill, from the NPR studios in New York. How are you doing after your week of interviews?
I'm in a good mood. It's been positive for me. The response I've been getting, I've been positive to the message that I'm trying to convey and the reasons that I'm doing it. So I'm having a good week. It's been busy, but busy's good.
Well, that is interesting that you would see it as positive because, as you well know, a lot of people don't believe you. Sources close to the story say it is impossible to know who shot Osama bin Laden. There's no autopsy, no forensics.
Well, you know, I have respect for people that weren't on the mission, and they're entitled to their own opinions, but all I can do is tell people what I saw and what happened. And I know what happened right in front of me.
Well, as you know, it's not just people who weren't on the mission who are questioning your account. We'll get to more of that. But what is your account? You say you were the second man in the room in that compound, and you turned right, and there he was?
Well, I was the second man going up the stairs. The man in front of me actually grabbed onto some of the unknowns that were behind a curtain at the top of the stairs. They ended up being female, and then he kind of he grabbed them and kind of pushed them down the hallway and then ended up on top of them, assuming they had on a suicide vest. And so he was going to absorb the blast. When he did that, I turned to the right just because that was part of my tactics. And that's when I saw Osama bin Laden in his bedroom. So I was the first one in the bedroom.
And you did what?
I saw him. He was not surrendering. And just because of how high of a threat he was and the likelihood of him wearing an explosive vest as well, I was within my rules of engagement. He was a threat, and I shot him twice in the head, and then I shot him a third time when he was on the floor, and he was dead.
Now, there's no question you were there, which makes you a hero to most. But this claim of the critical shots, does that diminish the group ethos that everyone did it? You've actually said that. You told Esquire when you were asked by the Obama administration which SEAL shot Osama bin Laden, you said we all did it. And you said that again to CNN recently, that it doesn't matter who the shooter is.
It doesn't matter who the shooter is. All that matters is the end result. And I was just fortunate enough to be part of a great team, and I was very fortunate that this great team was picked to conduct this mission. It was an honor to do it. It's still an honor that I was a part of it. And the end result, everybody knows. And that's all that matters.
But apparently it's not, because you're coming out revealing that you fired those shots. What made you decide to do that?
I decided to do that after a visit to the 9/11 memorial. I wanted to donate the shirt that I wore into Osama bin Laden's bedroom and the flag that was attached to that shirt. I wanted to do it anonymously so that the world could, you know, see something that was there. I didn't know I was going to go into a room where there was so many 9/11 families, and I actually gave an impromptu speech to them. And based on their reaction, just watching people as I spoke and then talking to them afterwards and having them tell me that – I've had people, 9/11 families, tell me that I didn't close a chapter. I closed the book, and they're not afraid anymore. I've had them tell me, well, there is never closure, but this really helps in the healing process. And I'm hearing that now every day when I see New Yorkers. And just if one family is positively affected by me giving them something tangible, then everything is worth it.
Well, I'm wondering, too, the one thing I haven't heard this week in your conversations is keeping secrets is unhealthy. That's what SEALs do. But I'm wondering, did it become impossible to keep this to yourself?
There wasn't so much a need to tell, but I, you know, another part of the reason is how historic this mission was. This was the guy responsible for the worst attack in this nation's history, and I was part of a great team, and I want people to know that story so it can help them, and I think it's healthy just in that aspect that America knows.
Well, there's two things going on here. There are people who are angry that you said anything, and there are people who they feel that you're claiming credit for something that others on the team did. When Matt Bissonnette made his claims, He wrote a book, spoke to 60 Minutes, and he said that when he texted the commander of the SEAL Team 6, the commander responded, "Delete me." Rear Admiral Brian Losey, who commands the Naval Special Warfare Group, and Force Master Chief Michael Margaracci wrote that a critical tenet of our ethos is, "I do not advertise the nature of my work, nor seek recognition for my actions." Matt got deleted. What's happened to you as far as your fellow SEALs?
The fellow SEALs with whom I'm still in touch, even if they disagree with me, I respect their decision. Even if they disagree with me, they think the way I'm going about it is the right way and the reasons that I'm doing it are the right reasons. And, you know, and like I said, I respect everyone's opinion that has one about whether it's right or wrong. One of the things that we fight for is freedom. One of those freedoms is freedom of speech. So I respect their speech and I respect their opinions. That's fine.
Well, Matt Bissonnette is currently the subject of a federal criminal investigation into whether he disclosed still classified information in his book. The Defense Department has said that you, too, might face an investigation. Are you worried?
When I did this, I did it to the best of my ability to not disclose anything classified. You know, I just wanted people to see to get a sense of how we were feeling. And I really don't think I did anything to divulge tactics. Mm-hmm.
You know, you also left the military in 2012, which meant you didn't stay long enough to get the pension. We know that you are a motivational speaker right now. You don't have a book coming out. But is this maybe about some personal gain? You know, people now know your name.
I did go through the process, like you said, of getting out before 20 years. I know what that's like. I know how difficult it is to get out without a pension. So one of the things that I've done, based on my experience and with the help of colleagues, is start a charity, 501c3, called yourgratefulnation.org. And what we do is we raise money for transitioning special operators who haven't done their 20 years. And we also provide the ability to get treatment for post-traumatic stress and for traumatic brain injury. And we also have connections in the private sector to get men and women different jobs. You know, a lot of guys don't know what they're qualified for. They know they don't want to keep carrying a gun and work security. So we're doing, you know, like everything that I experienced personally, I'm able to use the platform that I have now to help others with that.
So you're not selling a book?
No.
That's Robert O'Neill. Rob, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, Robert O'Neill, a veteran of Navy SEAL Team 6, part of the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. Last week, he said he was the SEAL who fired the shots that killed Osama bin Laden. As we said, there are conflicting claims. The Pentagon says it cannot be confirmed. But he was part of the team, and some say he's now a target. What do you think? Should he have spoken out? Love to hear from you at hereandnow.org.